This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration is again defying a congressional subpoena as the battle over special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report continues. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The White House has told former counsel Don McGahn not to give documents about his cooperation in the probe to a House panel, arguing they're subject to executive privilege. It's the second time in 2 days the administration's refused to comply with a House Judiciary Committee deadline for turning over materials in the probe. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Democrats need to accept the investigation's done.
It's finally over.
Saying case closed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
That's just not a fact. The case is not closed.
Saying lawmakers would be delinquent if they did not conduct oversight of the president as the Constitution mandates. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced the lifting of sanctions on the former head of Venezuela's intelligence service and said a U.S. Navy hospital ship will help to the region to help with refugees. In a speech at the State Department, Pence announced that the Treasury Department on Tuesday removed sanctions on General Manuel Figuera, who headed the SEBIN intelligence agency and has switched his loyalty from President Nicolas Maduro. The vice president also confirmed the Pentagon is dispatching the USNS Comfort, a military hospital ship, to the region in June.
I'm announcing that at President Trump's direction, the United States Navy will deploy the USNS Comfort to the Caribbean, Central America, and South America this June.
Comfort will stay in the region for 5 months to offer medical care to Venezuelan refugees and others. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi and President Barham Saleh Tuesday after flying to Baghdad because of what were called international security issues. On the flight back to Washington, Pompeo said he wanted to assure the Iraqi leaders the United States stands ready to protect Iraqi sovereignty and to reiterate the U.S. need for Iraq to protect Americans in the country.
Certainly it's the case that if American interests in Iraq were threatened, it would impact Iraq as well. This would be an effort to take American forces out and continue our campaign against ISIS, something that's incredibly important.
The visit came after the United States announced it was speeding up the arrival of a naval aircraft carrier strike group to the Arabian Sea and deploying a bomber task force in response to a potential Iranian threat. The Trump administration has been working to apply what it calls a maximum pressure campaign against Tehran to try to get Iran to change its behavior. Meanwhile, the official Iranian news agency reports that Iran will announce partial withdrawal from the six-nation nuclear deal on Wednesday. The announcement will come exactly 1 year after President Donald Trump said he was pulling the United States out of that agreement, calling it one of the worst deals ever put together. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani will make a speech and will send letters to the remaining signatories, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, outlining exactly which parts of the deal he is abandoning. The 2015 agreement obligated Tehran to reduce its uranium enrichment program in exchange for sanctions relief. The U.S. reimposed those sanctions on Iran when Trump tore up the deal. A Denver-area public charter school was the scene of the latest deadly school shooting in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
There was another shooting at a Denver-area school Tuesday. This time it was the STEM school Highlands Ranch, a public charter school for kids from kindergarten through 12th grade. At least 8 were injured, and an 18-year-old male was killed. Stacy Stafford, a stunned parent, spoke with Denver station KMGH.
How can this happen here? How can this happen? Who would do something like this? The school has kids from kindergarten to high school. I don't know what would motivate somebody to do this.
Authorities say two suspects, both believed to be students at the school, were taken into custody. I'm Mike Gracia.
Fears of a possible escalation of a trade war with China sent stock prices tumbling on Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow lost more than 1.75%, while the S&P fell 1.65%. The NASDAQ dropped nearly 2%. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.